So we're going to have
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, good people of the local area and beyond.
And yes, and maybe out even to the universe.
The entire universe.
Because you never know. Because actually, maybe there are some aliens who are listening in.
They might as well today.
They might as well today, because it's a very alien. But the one, and I am here.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am. On a good day.
On a good day, indeed.
Well, I know, because Clara has published what ahead of time what it is we wanted to talk to you about. That is a continuation from last week on the topic of Christmas. And I say, have you bought your Christmas card?
I've probably got some left over from last year that I didn't send out either.
Have you coordinated the colouring and all the wrapping and the design of your Christmas presents?
Not at all. I never would.
Have you planned to buy not only for your immediate loved ones, but for your larger circle of friends, but also perhaps for your in-laws?
No, I haven't done that. And also, I sort of prefer a minimalist perspective on Christmas excess.
Have you planned or paid into one of those schemes where you pay lots of money per month to save up for the immensity that has become Christmas?
Hell, I'd say hell. No, I don't do that.
So today we are going to challenge the norm and the usual expectations of what is required of us on a particular, the four phases of Christmas that we identified last week, which was, firstly, the build-up. What can we do that's different this year to the build-up
this
season?
And you see, I'm going to just... You see, right, as a life, health and well-being coach, I actually always encourage people to take charge of their own lives and to live it on their own terms according to their own values. And what I am so aware of is that so many people find themselves almost so enmeshed and entangled in values and diktat of the system in which we live, that actually it makes them very, very miserable. And there are so many people who find Christmas something that is really something they would do without if they could. And so my debate with you, Rosie, is actually...
Young Rosie, please.
Young Rosie, yes, indeed. Yes. Is whether we need to do much or any of this at all, as in the build-up. The build-up for me might be actually the escape from, you know, the choice that you can actually walk around the streets and pay no attention and feel unaffected by the expectations that you must spend loads of money and buy presents for all in sundry and buy loads of food and eat tons of food till you feel sick.
Yes,
and watch loads of rubbish that actually is just brain numbing. I mean, you'd need to be brain numbed in order to survive it. And so my view is actually I would rather people got out went for a lovely walk through the streets, got out if they can, if they've got a car and they're able to, they could get in their car and drive to the seaside if it's close or to the hills and walk through the hills and see nature and be
free.
Be free and just do what you want to do. You do not need to be dictated. There should never be expectations that you do what other people expect you to, unless it's what you really choose to do yourself.
I loved I loved what you said there, Clara. I was, as ever, entranced by the way you speak. So I also support everything you said.
And she's still awake.
I am still vaguely awake. But if we go back to the very beginning, we always do this. And of course, this
very
is about the concept
start.
Of Jesus Christ, born on or conceptually born on a particular day, and this is us celebrating a very important thing.
Increasingly smaller numbers.
So, you know, obviously, there are many forms of religion and many diktats associated to how one should celebrate the person we worship in that way. So, obviously, outside
what do the Buddhists
those...
do?
Exactly. What are the Buddhists doing?
Okay, so the Buddhists, actually, I don't know that they... I don't know whether they have a Buddha day or...
What do the Muslims do?
Well, they have Eid, don't they? And they have, you know, they do actually have a day where they exchange presents and stuff like that. But there's not some huge, great, mammoth sort of build up to it. And there is also the Hindus and the Sikhs. They do all have days that they celebrate.
Their religion
and Jews. They do have
their, right.
You know, and they acknowledge that.
I wonder if they feel the same way. Oh, of course they must. The same kinds of pressures. Socially, I mean, looking at this from a female perspective as well, we had this conversation about my particular raging, which is the pressures placed on the female component of any celebration, because the build-up to Christmas means women will be out there pounding the streets for the next month looking for presents. Women will be buying presents for and on behalf of all their partners, friends, relations.
Yes, but remember there
so
is a significant number of people who are also gay.
Let me finish my thought. Women will also be doing the prepping for the entire 2, 3, 4, 5 days feasting. Women will then be arranging to open up their homes, which means, of course, preparing the homes, preparing the food, preparing the outfits, making themselves look a certain way. And then women will be dealing with the fallout of all the possible drunkenness that goes on around Christmas.
Wow,
it is
yeah.
a tremendously difficult time for womankind. And I do wish that that would be acknowledged too. Aside from my personal feelings of it, because I go around with my own methods of dealing with Christmas. Clara and I are both orphans, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't like that phrase, but we are loners at Christmas, and neither of us realised it. But I, you know, we
because I'm a sort of orphan anyway.
Yes,
and
I think I'm genetically an orphan.
Yeah,
I know I was
and
created
so,
somewhere, but
and so it is interesting because there are so many people who. Actually have different, you know, different versions of family.
Family is the critical thing. Let's talk about this notion.
And family can make it very difficult. The idea, this idealized version of what is family and the way they should all behave to each other. And actually, they often don't, sadly, behave in... loving ways, and yet
it's perfectly okay to well, it's not okay because there are many types of dysfunction, and there are, of course, many conflict points during the critical times over Christmas that are absolutely or can be horrific. And we are not diminishing the fact that those have to be dealt with in the way that they are dealt with, but it is not compulsory to force yourself to enjoy yourself at that particular time of year because it's so intense. And the period around Christmas, the actual experience and thereafter, is this magical, well, it's not magical, this critical word, guilt, which is attached to the whole process, which comes from family.
Well, does guilt actually come from family or does it come from religion?
Well, I don't know.
I'd say it often comes from religion, and it also
but
comes
Christians
from
or
societal
Buddhists or Hindus. It's just inbuilt to the family. If you don't come and see me at this critical time, you have failed me as a son or a daughter or a wife or a what have you. So,
yeah, well, for some, that's true. But guilt, I would say, is also people... I think we're so socialised into... doing what other people expect of us, that it's, you know, according to other people's values rather than our own. And in the work that I do, it's actually what I see is how liberating it is when people actually are able to connect with the way that ways that they feel, which let them know whether they are being acting with integrity according to their own values. And very often when they are sort of hoodwinked, if you like, in some way or other, to be adhering to others' expectations, people feel very physically and emotionally uncomfortable, and which seems really quite incongruous for a time that's supposed to be about joy and delight. You know, I mean, I must say there are various bits that I of Christmas that I've enjoyed, like some of the sweet little movies that were made for
black and white,
which were made for
little
children.
But I watched one yesterday. It was hysterical. It was about a Christmas romance, and there were all these things, these events.
I do prefer the cartoon one.
That built up to this moment of this couple finding divine and true love. And it was all because of the spirit of Christmas. And I actually, saying that, I shouldn't be cynical, because I watched it right through to the end and then cried. But, it was actually insane.
What, the movie?
The concept that this time of year can generate some kind of magic. It's just so strange. I mean, I love a phone in right now. I would love people to ring in and tell us about, why do you find Christmas magic or not?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Both sides. Tell us.
I'm sure that there are. I mean, for little children, the idea of Father Christmas coming with his reindeer and
yes,
his sleigh,
but
and actually squeezing his body down chimneys that
we're messing with these children's minds, though. That's the point. Just as we're messing with female minds with these rom-coms, the idea that something exists when it doesn't is severely damaging. And instead of this pom-pom frou-frou non-reality version of Disney, Walt Disney version of the
concept
of life and love, has to be stopped here and now. This is supposedly a celebration about the goodness of, you know, mankind and the hope of mankind in the form of this wonderful man called Jesus Christ, who I believe existed, which is great. But out of this, I believe he existed.
I'm a bit of a fan of the Zeitgeist.
Well, I mean, it's important.
I question it.
You question whether Jesus was born at this time?
No,
Well, we know he was born some other time.
We know that.
But
we don't know.
We don't know anything, actually.
We truly don't know, because we weren't there.
Brian Cox, please ring in. I love you.
Oh, yes. We quite like that. Actually,
we missed you at Margate. I rang Clara every day for 7 days. I said, let's go. But she was always too busy with her other academics.
No, we didn't have, in fact, the tickets were sold out so quickly. But whether it is Christmas or whether it's a pagan festival, you know, I mean, I quite like the idea of a pagan festival. You know, I mean, from some belief systems, actually, the idea of the sort of winter solstice.
My birthday, the winter solstice. Please do send me all you need to send a sad, lonely orphan at birthday time.
Yeah.
This could come in the way of hampers from Fortnum & Mason. This could come in the form of champagne buckets laden with silver. Now, this is another thing. What about the concept of gifts? The concept of giving. Why are we giving our children who can barely crawl PlayStation 5s or
the nature of our economy that actually depends on inbuilt obsolescence and people buying things that were actually have a very little value purely for the fact that it creates profit for them. And I think the very idea, perhaps, of actually getting people to live much more environmentally sound life, whereby, you know, I mean, if you can live, you know, according to your means rather than according to other people's expectations, people will live much happier lives. You know, I remember years ago hearing this. There's a wonderful program on Radio 4. It's a sort of, not a program, it's a sort of like a 5-minute item on the Today program, which is Thought for the Day. And there was this man of the cloth who was, he described that actually where people established, you know, lived according to the level of expectations and actually kept their expectations within their means, they were always so much happier. And I think that is so true. And I feel so sad for people when I see families who have quite plainly not the income to support what they are spending at Christmas. I just feel really, really sad for them because I think they're being hoodwinked by those societal expectations. And I think we could have so much more fun. So anyway, today what we're wanting to talk about is the ways that people could have choose their own values, choose their own ways that maybe, you know, a bit like, you know, they could take it in turns. This, you know, right, so we're going to divide this particular day up into different, you know, you could take charge of breakfast perhaps.
Yes.
And what we're going to do for breakfast.
The end game here, guys, apart from us having our individual tirades about things we really believe in, is to perhaps facilitate different methods of approach as to a better and kinder, more benevolent sharing of Christmas. The sharing of the responsibility.
Or escaping of it.
I have to say, we're in the Bell Hotel in Sandwich, by the way. And I've had to bring my chihuahuas along because I have to just today. So you might hear the odd little woof in the background.
As people come through the hotel door.
Indeed, yes.
And so they're greeting them. It's just doggy language for saying hello. You see, they've actually settled immediately that actually a large man who was not dressed as Father Christmas came through the rotating door. And so,
let's look at the main period of Christmas, because we've dealt with the build up to Christmas, which of course covers consumerism.
Well, you could choose actually just to say, right, I'm not going to do anything to do with Christmas until actually anything, full stop. Actually, it is your right. If it's not what you want to do, it is to actually just choose to have a day in bed, to choose to work. I used to love working
what
on
was
Christmas
it you did?
Day
what
when
was it
I was a nurse. I used to love working on Christmas Day because, one, I got paid double. That was always a benefit. And it meant that I got an extra day's, instead of having my bank holiday forced upon me on Christmas Day, it meant that I could choose to have my bank holiday as a day that I would prefer. And so I liked that. You see, I actually really do believe in Britain here we have often really terrible weather at bank holidays. And so I do believe that we could actually choose to actually have our day of celebration at any time that we want. So if you're given 12 days bank holidays or however many bank holidays we're given, we could actually choose when we want to use them rather than actually have them forced upon us.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I like that idea. I think if you're having the idea of Christmas being one from your own choice, I think it would be a fabulous thing to choose to do something exceptionally different, possibly this year. Why don't you go for a naturist cold swim?
Oh, yes. Well, we'll be doing
dive into the Serpentine, you Londoners.
Yes. We'll be doing it at the sea down here.
We'll be diving
oh,
in.
Oh, you won't be.
Yes, we won't be filming it.
I will be. Well, I won't go naked, actually.
No, go native.
I'll go native, yes. And because it's very invigorating and it makes you feel really alive.
Apparently so.
And
I'm like, I googled
fun.
Earlier alternative Christmas because, you know, I like my googly googly.
Yes, you
and,
love it.
The independent survey said you could do that very, you could do a cold swim on Christmas Day and it would freshen you up no end. There are all kinds of heritage programs open around the country.
Well, that's fine as long as, because if you're wanting to avoid Christmas, actually, when you go to these places, I always remember hearing of these friends of ours who had actually opted to go to a country which was not Christian, and with the express desire to avoid Christmas.
Happy holidays!
And when they got there, actually, the hotel were all dressed up in
Happy
Father
holidays.
Christmas gear,
yes.
And all the rest of it. And so it was actually sort of like from frying pan into the fire, or whichever
yes.
way it
yes.
goes, you know. And so I really do think that people need to be able to just sort of choose to go to work if they want to choose to dig their garden, to decorate their home, to write a book, to
say no to the relatives. If you don't want to see them
yes.
or if you don't want to visit
choose
them,
another day.
Just choose another day.
Yes, choose another day where the expectations
Why?
are going to be so different. And you're going to be going maybe because you feel obliged or maybe because you choose to. But actually, at least, you know, you need to choose to do it because it is your choice to do it. Now, if you're feeling obliged to do it, then actually allow yourself to choose to feel obliged. So at least it's your choice to feel that way and
yes.
choose
Acknowledge
to do it.
Acknowledge it. If you want to be a human serf and serve
and
every
you love
part
it.
Of, you know, the aspect of Christmas, the build-up.
Please get a little penny, black penny.
Yeah, just enjoy a little
white,
fluffy thing.
And just really play it full out.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Actually just
potter around in some heels in the kitchen.
Or watch La Grande
Cook
Jeune.
For every man
no,
you could possibly think
no,
of was cooking for.
No. What was the film? The Birds of a Feather. What was it called?
I don't know.
La Cage de Folle. Which is the most hilarious, wonderful film. If you need to have good entertainment, actually, La Cage aux Folles is absolutely spectacular, and there is the most entertaining
montage
of this little gay guy who is the servant who is mincing around a little penny and stuff in heels, and it's just so funny. And I really do think that actually find something, you know, at least I think these days people can increasingly choose to watch the films that they wish to watch rather than being forced upon them actually what the various TV stations think is the appropriate entertainment for Christmas, which
yes.
is typically sort of the most mind-numbingly dumbing-down garbage that you could imagine. And you could actually enjoy getting onto the YouTube conspiracy documentaries, of which there are so many.
You could enjoy doing something.
Do painting.
Do something alternative. This is all we put to you. You do not need to conform to the point that drives you to exhaustion. It is time to say...
Just make your choices.
No. It's time to choose what
you'd
like.
What you want to do.
To do.
It's so important that you choose to do what you want to do in your way. And actually, sure, we all have to, you know, sort of compromise it. But actually, with young children, actually see how you can bring them into the idea of actually having a different kind of fun. You know, actually finding lovely games to play with your kids. Just go and do, you know, wild, you know, something that's really different rather than just...
Just jumping on that bandwagon there with you there for a moment, Clara. I do think the messages to children are going to be absolutely critical again for this time of Christmas as well. It is going to be a perpetual challenge to try and have them establish or experience different values associated to not having masses of presents.
Yeah.
How do you do that as a parent? How do you disappoint little Timmy that he hasn't got what his best friend's got? I don't know. I mean, it's such a challenge.
Well, I would like to actually have a campaign of parents who actually choose to have their children protected from Christmas by the schools.
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
Because I remember when my son was very little, I was so shocked when my son came home with a little montage of glued on pictures that they had been encouraged to cut out of the toys that they'd been encouraged to cut out of Argos and similar catalogues in preparation for Christmas. And I was absolutely furious because I thought, how dare you be sort of like taunting my child or indeed any other people's children with presents that, and the idea of hunting through for gifts that perhaps their parents couldn't afford.
Yeah.
And I really, really do think that actually, you know, I'm so fortunate now that my son is now 19 and no longer actually watches all of the, you know, Nickelodeon and all of these things where there are sort of adverts every 2 minutes. You know, of presents for Christmas. And I think that all advertisements on all children's programs should be banned, or there should be apps where you can sort of filter these things out.
Well, I think we are, excuse me, we are talking about an important topic here, which is, of course, about the next generation and how we want to see the future. And there's nothing wrong in hoping or aspiring to the fact that the next generation might be one minuscule less
materialistic
than the last.
But do
you really suppose that could be the case? How can parents out there make a difference, make a change? The first is to say, at this time of year, we are making our own choices, which is what we've already talked about. And then the second is
to build
in a philosophy, a new type of philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that actually disassociating the idea of love with materialism.
Yeah, how big is that diamond ring, darling? Yeah.
Yes, I mean, love
I'd rather
is
you
actually
just did
about
the Christmas dinner, actually.
But love and action. Because as some people describe it, love is a verb. So how do you love? How do you love? How do you express love? How do you love somebody? How do you live your life with love? And actually, when you just think of the word of love, you know, and actually just loving, then actually most frequently people will feel different. They will feel, because we can love a tree, we can love, you know, colour, we can love shape, we can, you know, look, just as we've seen wild weather. We actually just a few minutes ago, we actually had wild weather, and actually that thrilled me. You know that excited me, you know, and it's about how you can feel good doing whatever it is that you're going to choose to do. So we're going to explore actually how you can choose your emotions and actually choose your activities.
Remember before as well our broadcast on how to be happy. Happiness is just a thought away.
Yeah.
So you have to, during a period, not have to, it would be
advantageous.
Yeah, advantageous. To put your mind in a place where you can conjure the very best of those thoughts and feelings for yourself and your families based on your own personal choices.
Yes. Actually, our next episode actually will be on how to be your very best version of you.
Oh, I love it.
Under any circumstances.
I'm going to come dressed in gold.
You can, indeed. But it's also about how you feel. So actually being able to get in touch with how you feel and to be able to recognize what's necessary to be your very best version of yourself is something that you can always tune into at any moment in your life. So we hope that that's given you some good ideas about how to actually deal with Christmas.
Can I just do a last-minute plug?
Quickly.
Clara and I are on Deal Radio next Sunday
at
2 o'clock at the moment. But
we'll
let you know.
That might change.
That might change.
Bye.
We'll upload it. Bye.
Okay, there we go. I have no